Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Good morning, Roger.
Hey.
All right, so looking like we're going to have record-breaking travel.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
It is, and a little bit, exciting is a good word.
Record-breaking travel.
Yeah.
And not just by plane, okay? Record-breaking, 82 million Americans expected to travel for Thanksgiving holiday.
82 million.
Yes, with the majority driving to their destinations.
Of course.
And I'm going to have to go ahead and end the stream. Sorry if you're watching me. The guys really messed me up on the weekend. I don't know what they did to the system, but it's not operational. So we'll get that taken care of. I'm really sorry.
Don't worry. Yeah, I got my toolbox.
I just had to dive out of it. They do this to me every weekend. They set it up so strangely, I can't recover from it. Okay. So anyway, a record-breaking 82 million. So in other words, we'll get the video up if you're watching on video. I'm so sorry.
Man, I don't think there were 82 million people in the whole country when I was born.
Yeah, really. I know. Well, I mean, Joe Biden imported about half of them, I think, over the last 4 years. So, seriously, that may be why we're breaking travel records. We just have so many more people living here now. We don't know who they are, but they're here. Mm-hmm. But anyway, a record-breaking 82 million Americans are expected to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. A majority are driving to their destination. So this is going to be like a very hairy year. It's going to be kind of crazy. We always give you the sort of warnings of when you should travel and when you should not travel. And I'm going to be breaking that down. But 73, so it's going to be a record number flying and a record number driving. Roger, 73 million Americans are driving for Thanksgiving. That is a new record as well.
83, yeah.
Yeah, so we got 82 overall, highest ever traveling for Thanksgiving, 73 driving. 73 that is also a record as well.
On the road.
Yeah.
And, you know, gas prices are inching back up a little, too.
Yeah, and that's not surprising given, you know, you get that many people getting a car. That's what you're going to have. So
I'm sure it's a coincidence.
Yeah, all of it. Meanwhile, So meanwhile, busiest travel day is supposed to be Sunday, December 1st, right?
Of course.
So that's people coming home, taking a nice long Thanksgiving, coming home.
And that's when the weather turns sour up north, yeah.
Yeah. And they're seeing, as far as, you know, travel reasons for the increase, the record number is a 2% increase from last year, so that's huge.
Yeah.
And surpasses pre-pandemic travel levels, driven by, they say, a combination of factors, including higher airfare and lower rental car costs, so.
And with the system already strained.
Yes. And 6 million will fly, and they're counting travel as traveling at least 50 miles for your Thanksgiving. So not just going down the road to grandma's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. And speaking of which, we do it every year. We just watched that Thanksgiving Charlie Brown, where they all end up in the car.
I missed that this year.
Yeah. Going to grandma's. Yeah. You know what's interesting? We used to have, they get in the station wagon at the end of it.
Yeah.
And we used to have that station wagon, that same one, where, remember, everybody thought it'd be a great idea. Why don't we put extra seating in the back, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Like seats for the kids. Mm-hmm. And we used to, in carpool, we used to fight over who got to sit back there, and my mom had to referee it, right? Like, whose turn it was. And the whole time, like, okay, whatever kid sits there is totally going to get pancaked.
Yeah, absolutely. And right over the gas tank.
Over the gas tank, and, you get a rear end collision. I mean, there goes the kids, right? Yeah. But nobody thought about those things back then. No. It was simpler times. And so we would all fight about who got to sit there. Eventually it was realized that danger wise, that was a really terrible innovation in those station wagons. And so people got rid of it. But we used to fight to sit there. And, you know, I just want to say, kind of a miracle we survived it. You know what I'm saying? But we all got to grandma's in the back of the station wagon. But that was less than 50 miles. So this is, you got to be traveling more than 50 miles for this to count. Okay. Nobody is paying attention to this right now, Roger, and everybody needs to be paying attention to this. I never thought I'd see this. Okay, let me set this up. Just a month ago, I did a podcast in which I said I just felt so bad for the people of Europe because they are rolling out digital ID for travel there.
Oh, yeah.
And digital ID, if you're in Europe and you want a job, you want to buy a car, you want to buy a house, or you want to rent a place to live. So very basic things we all must do. You cannot do any of these things anymore without digital ID, it was announced.
Mark of the beast.
Mark of the beast, maybe. I don't know. But you're basically going to need a national government ID in order to be allowed to basically participate in citizenship, right? I mean, it's terrible to watch Europe going this direction.
That also amounts to an internal passport requirement.
You know? Well, you are reading my mind, and that is what I require all men in my life to be able to do, to read my mind. So good, Roger. You're doing great this morning. Yes, and anticipate what I'm going to say next. So, yes, and then they rolled out about 6 weeks ago, this really, honestly, horror show. You cannot leave your country or re-enter your country without first submitting an eye scan, getting fingerprinted, and a face scan.
Face scan. Papers, please.
Yeah, that is exactly what it is, right?
Yeah.
And that's already active, okay, whether you have a digital ID yet or not. And they rolled that out, about 6 weeks ago on a Sunday. And so the first time you do it, it scans your face, scans your iris, and takes your fingerprint. So every citizen must be fingerprinted. You cannot return to your own country, nor can you leave your country. It's a prison system.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel so bad for these people. You know, thank God that's not coming. Here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Headline. Yeah. Oh, it is.
Ouch.
It is. And you know, I would have thought, I totally expected, in fact, because they were planning for it. I would have thought the Biden administration was going to roll out digital ID. In fact, they tried to. And this exact same kind of idea, they wanted to base it around COVID. You couldn't leave your state without your ID, with your vaccine status on it, all of that, right? And then I thought, you know, well, the Democrats lost. Thank God we'll dodge that bullet for a while. Nope. Donald Trump's rolling it out. I mean, I don't know if he knows he's rolling it out, but he's rolling it out. And this is incredible. So if you're traveling this weekend, this may be one of the last times, especially if you're going through an airport, that you can do it without a digital ID. It's coming at us from three ways. This one is the most shocking, I think, and I'll start with it. In order to travel, coming up, and we don't have exact dates yet. I'll explain that in a minute. But this is rolling out. Part of it is actually already out. You either need a passport, a real ID.
See, that's where I think it started. I'm not conspiratorially oriented at all, but the first time I heard about real ID,
yep,
the hackles went up.
And they should. They should. The state of South Carolina right now is in the process of digitizing your real ID.
Absolutely.
The legislation to do that is in a Senate committee. So that is mm-hmm. your national ID card that you're going to need to travel.
Under the heading of convenience and efficiency.
Yes. So here are your three options. And Americans haven't figured this out yet. But when they do, there's going to be a lot of questions. It's probably because it's come out across a series of articles, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was kind of shocking. Apple announced that they have digital IDs for travel now in a partnership with Trump's TSA. Now, this started under Biden, but the Trump people are still rolling it out. You want to read this? This is crazy, Roger. USA Today headline, pull the article, Apple rolls out digital IDs for travel. Here's how it works. If you have a U.S. passport, and right now it's only for Apple devices, but they're going to do it also, for Verizon and everything mm-hmm. else. Okay. In your Apple wallet, they give you the option to create your digital ID. You can do this with a driver's license, government-issued ID option, or passport. They even have instructions. Select digital ID mm-hmm. in telling you how to do this in USA Today. Now, listen to this. Follow the instructions.
Of course.
Take a selfie for verification.
Naturally.
Hand it to Apple and the government. And then complete a series of facial and head movements so it can scan your face and your eyes and all of that. And then your digital ID will be added to your Apple wallet and you can fly. The TSA is accepting it because there's a partnership between the federal government and Apple. Now, if you don't have your self-created digital ID, Roger,
mm-hmm.
you can fly with real ID. So that's the driver's license with the star on it.
Yep.
You, by the way, don't have to wear the star on your arm. It's on your license. Or you can go through with a passport, okay? If you don't have one of those things, you will be fined $18 by the TSA. This was just published on Thursday, okay? It's a new rule mm-hmm. published in the Federal Register. You'll be fined $18 under the new rule, and you'll have to go through the TSA's. People are going to freak.
Yeah, you'll be
they are going to freak out. Yeah,
delayed and embarrassed.
Oh, it'll be, yeah. They'll have to go and be identity verified on the new biometric kiosk system they're rolling out. It's not out yet. They just published notice in the Federal Register that it will be. What does that involve? Well, additional security screening, face scans.
Yeah.
And, quote, using the individual's biometrics and biographic information. This is the system from Europe. It's just not mandatory yet. And I never thought I'd see Trump do this. So enjoy the privilege of being able to fly over Thanksgiving, maybe for the last time.
Yes.
Without handing over your biometric information.
And always beware the CA factor. Convenient alternative.
Yeah, convenient alternative.
Really?
By the way, it is the federal government's, this was also just published, we're going to have an expert on about this at 8, is their goal is for all Americans to adopt digital ID by 2027. So we're actually going to beat Europe to it.
Okay.
Yeah, you hear the music in the background. This is creepy stuff. I never thought it would come out under the Trump administration. I'm wondering if Trump himself even knows about it.
Well,
we'll have more on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.